got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time we come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love's undivided.
Welcome back.
You either go to church or you're going to go to...
Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Monday, June 20th, 2022. And the video that I was referring to there in the last segment, Who Is Your Tyrant? We'll come back to that, I think. I think it's apropos. So we will maybe play a little bit of that here shortly. I think we might need to skip around a little bit. It's an 18-minute video. It's part one of two, and part two is on Patreon. So you can do that yourself. You can look up part two yourself. So the description that Rex provides is, proximity is a thing. How do we use math as the blade to cut away the Bravo Sierra? Who poses the greatest threat to you due to proximity? And is there a sort of an engineering, a social engineering, a mass social engineering of a counterfeit proximity that is happening with, you know, these high-profile strategy of tension episodes, is what I would call them. And, you know, are they being engineered? Is it arguable? And maybe this just gets too speculative for most people. Oh, that's crazy. Well, again, just because you don't know how the sausage is made doesn't mean that, you know, it rains sausage every day. There's a process by which it's made. And that's not accidental by any stretch of the imagination. But, you know, when you've grown up hearing that evolution is a real thing and, you know, Seiko watches should be falling out of the sky every... I should just walk out in my yard. Even Charles Darwin himself observed in his book The Origin of Species. And again, as a friend reminded me all those years ago, the full title of the book is On the Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection, Oxford, comma, or The Preservation of Favored Races and the Struggle for Life. What? What is that? Was Darwin a racist? The Preservation of Favored Races and the Struggle for... Well, who decides? So if natural selection isn't working fast enough, again, who decides whether, you know, what fast enough constitutes? Or the preservation of favored races and the struggle for life. That's weird. How come we never talk about that? The racist undertones or overtones of the origin of species. Anyway, even Darwin himself observed in The Origin of Species that the fossil record is strangely silent. And I don't walk out and find a Seiko watch in my front yard every day, or 100. Oh my gosh, look at that. Here we are. I just brush it off and... Gosh, there's a Seiko watch. It's perfect. It's amazing. And this one is better than the one I found yesterday. It's amazing. That's not reality. But, you know, if you're raised to believe these kinds of things, then no wonder people think that when high-profile strategy of tension episodes are foisted into our proximity, as Rex Tibber puts it, no wonder people think, oh, well, this is just, it's everywhere. It's normal. This is what's happening. If you didn't have a screen in front of your face, you would never know. You would never know about these things. So first the quote that I said I would finish, and then to the tandem point, I suppose, that Rex makes about proximity and drawing particularly from the inverse square law. So, again, Milton Mayer, they thought they were free. The Germans, 1933 to 45, which again is the same discussion that guys like William Sheridan Allen are having in the Nazi seizure of power, the experience of a single German town, 1922 to 45. Same thing that Stephen Ambrose wrote in Band of Brothers. Same thing that Christopher Browning wrote in Ordinary Men, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yet, how many people in today's America have even heard of these books, let alone, I don't know, read anything from them? Another component that we've played many, many, many times is Jordan Peterson's appearance on Jocko Willink's podcast in that excerpt titled How a Totalitarian State is Actually Formed. I don't know. Maybe we'll have to play that on today's broadcast, too. It's a companion piece. So Milton Mayer's, they thought they were free, chapter 13, but then it was too late. What no one seemed to notice, said a colleague of mine, a philologist, was the ever-widening gap after 1933. And this, I would say, you know, returning to my original point in the first hour about this, I was admittedly somewhat hyperbolic in saying, I've been talking about 1939 Germany for years, but in the COVID era, as I said in the first hour, I said from the beginning, you know, people were saying COVID 1984, and I was saying COVID 1939. And the point that I made in the first hour of today's broadcast is that in truth, we're probably, you know, that was probably 1933. I kind of felt like, you know, 2016 was 1933 in a sense, and I was saying the same thing during the 2016 elections. Because particularly of what Hayek writes in Chapter 10, Why the Worst Get on Top, and this religious devotion to Donald Trump, this hero worship, it is scary. So Milton Mayer, that's a separate discussion. Anyway, Milton Mayer, the point was in the first hour I said, you know, truly 2019 is probably 1932, 1933 Germany in America. I think it's not difficult to make a case for that point. So to that point, Milton Mayer, they thought they were free, the Germans, 1933 to 45, chapter 13, but then it was too late. And for those not familiar with Milton Mayer's book, they thought they were free. I've mentioned it many times, but it was, I believe it was first published in 55. Anyway, the excerpt from chapter 13, but then it was too late. What no one seemed to notice, said a colleague of mine, a philologist, was the ever-widening gap after 1933 between the government and the people. Just think how very wide this gap was to begin with here in Germany. And so we've been, in America today, we've been subjected to this notion for over 100 years, actually, increasingly, that the common man, the plebs, you and I, we are just not sophisticated enough to understand, you know, the mechanics of government. Despite the fact that we've heard in America all along that it is a government of, by, and for the people. That is what a representative republic is supposed to be anyway. That's what we've been told from time to time. Problem is, people are generally lazy, and human nature says that we're all too ready and even inclined, perhaps, to abdicate our responsibility, our own personal responsibility. And, you know, the Bible demonstrates that over and over. One of the best examples, I think, is Exodus chapter 20. So, Just think how very wide this gap was to begin with here in Germany, and it became always wider. You know, it doesn't make people close to their government to be told that this is a people's government, a true democracy, or to be enrolled in civilian defense, or even to vote. All this has little, really nothing to do with knowing one is governing. What happened here was a gradual habituation of the people, little by little, to being governed by surprise. Isn't this what we've been seeing increasingly, you know, happening in Congress, for example? Just the reactionary, the sort of knee-jerk response that even congressional members have cautioned against. What happened here was the gradual habituation of the people little by little to being governed by surprise, to receiving decisions deliberated in secret, to believing, and so there is chatter in social media channels as a, you know, the reemergence of the January 6 shenanigans, what I would call another high profile strategy of tension episode. As that wound is continually reopened and people keep harping, you know, again, social media is one of the primary ingredients in fomenting social discord. And Jaron Lanier pointed that out in the preface to his book, You Are Not a Gadget, a manifesto. I've read that many times. So no wonder now there's a social app called Discord. What a surprise. What a shock. I wonder what involvement the InQtel contingent had in that. Continuing with the excerpt. What happened here was the gradual habituation of the people little by little to being governed by surprise, to receiving decisions deliberated in secret. The point I was making about the Trump thing is, you know, there is this harping on the fact that, you know, the Trump contingent intended to use the or invoke the Insurrection Act. And so there was this deliberation in secret on the part of the Trump folks. We saw evidence of the Obama administration deliberating in secret. We saw evidence of the Bush administration deliberating in secret repeatedly. You know, we seem to see evidence of this with each administration. And yet, we've had several exposés on this, perhaps, you know, Top Secret America, that project. Dana Priest, Top Secret America is Here to Stay. That was September 6, 2011. Two-time Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative reporter for the Washington Post. Priest is the author, along with William Arkin, of Top Secret America, The Rise of the New American Security State. So there you go. The market security state is what it is. It's preeminent. And, you know, when you think about it, we've seen this coming for a long time. I thought about this over the weekend. You know, you watched the Mercedes commercial. Didn't Mercedes make automobiles for the Nazi regime and others? Wasn't Ford making all kinds of military materiel for our enemies? Didn't Anthony Sutton prove that conclusively? Didn't Major Jordan's diaries prove that conclusively? And yet, what do we have? We still have the corporations, don't we? And they just keep emerging preeminent. There's a slap on the wrist from time to time. You see the commercials on television of, you know, some law firm that's representing, you know, supposedly the public interest in trying to bring justice, you know, against the big pharma cartel or some other cartel. And they are always waving the Masonic high sign. Look, brother, we're, you know, same team. This is just part of the actuarial write-off, you know, where it is, what do you call it? I can't forget the economic term for it. This is the why can't I think of the term? The acknowledged what do you call it? That's terrible. Anyway, they know that there's going to be a certain amount of fallout because there are a certain number of folks who will legitimately file lawsuits and so forth. And so that's planned for and managed. And that's been, you know, we've discussed that many, many times. The poster child for that, of course, is Kenneth Feinberg. You know, he's the guy that, you know, you turn to for the big high-profile examples of that. You know, it reminds me of folks are, you know, euphemistically or colloquially or whatever, from time to time, refer to Albert Hakim, you know, someone like George Soros is the Albert Hakim of our day. It's real interesting. You know, when you look at what Soros has been pushing for decades, you know, this idea of a national police force. When you go back and look at the Steve Croft 60 Minutes interview, 1998, with George Soros, you know, that interview that keeps disappearing from the interwebs. And you hear Soros say, well, you know, it wasn't a big, you know, Croft says, do you ever lose sleep at night? You were taking things from your fellow Jews in Hungary and loading them onto the trains as a young boy. Does that ever keep you up at night? And Soros, nope, not at all, never. If it weren't me, you know, funny thing like markets, you know, if I wasn't doing it, someone else would have been doing it. Do you really want that guy to be in charge of organizing chaos to bring about a national police force? That's maybe not a good idea. I don't know. Anyway, we have these types, Albert Hakim types, and you know, the blowback is always planned. So you have the, you know, Dana Priest and William Arkin wrote the book. They did the series that turned into a book, Top Secret America. Reminds me of the Bill Moyers deal. Speaking of Iran-Contra, for example, secret government, constitution in crisis. That was back in 87. And we've had these warnings. So Dana Priest, William Arkin, Top Secret America, the rise of the new American security state. It is the market security state. Lieutenant Eric Schein used to mention Philip Bobbitt's The Shield of Achilles and the market state, but it's not just the market state. As I've mentioned, it's the market security state. It's always been the market security state. And that's what the reminder is from, you know, things like Priest and Arkin's Top Secret America, the Rise of the New American Security State. When you think about these corporations, they just keep hanging around, don't they? Things change, but Ford's still here. Things change, but Mercedes is still here. Things change, but Halliburton's still here. Interesting. Stick around. I'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When you were here before, it couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a
come back. All right, so speaking of the market security state, it's not just the market state or the security state or the national security state, it's the market security state. Patrick Porter wrote the definitive piece on it, I would say, back in 2015. I've mentioned it many times, and you can find it in the U.S. Army War College Quarterly Parameters back in 2015, Volume 45, Number 3, Autumn 2015, Contemporary Strategy and Land Power. So special commentary, Soldiers Fighting Alone. Soldiers Fighting Alone. The Wars of the Market Security State. And this gets into a much, much deeper, much broader subject. Again, if we could just get good at the game of telephone, we would understand the horror of, you know, George Friedman's giddy, glib assessment of, is there a global war coming? Yes. You know, like Chief Inspector Dreyfus in the Pink Panther series. The old one, not the new one, you know, with Peter Sellers as Inspector Clouseau. You know, George Friedman sounds like Chief Inspector Dreyfus, I think it is, right? Who's going crazy? I mean, George Friedman is glib. It's different, but, you know, it sounds the same in the fact that Friedman is, you know, global war is, it's always been here. There isn't a global war. You know, he says, you know, you think that the 21st century would be the first century without a global war or without, you know, war. And he said, I'll bet against you any amount you want and I'll win every time. In fact, global war is, it's always been here. It's sitting with you right now, he says. It's in your pocket. I present to you the iPhone. And then he goes through all the technology. Piece by piece, literally, and how basically it's entirely a DARPA and InQtel creation. So you have that. You have, you know, again, you know, I've tried to point to certain things on this broadcast generally because, you know, in the interest of time, that's what you do, and give people breadcrumbs to find their way to things. But, you know, like George Bernard Shaw, old school bad guy, observed, the single biggest problem in communication is the illusion that it has taken place. So I've mentioned John Adams' dissertation on the canon and feudal law, published in 1765, which is really, I think, the touchstone of the American Revolution, if there was a legitimate aspect to it. And he opened with the admonition, ignorance and inconsideration are the two great causes of the ruin of mankind. This is an observation of Dr. Tillotson with relation to the interest of his fellow men in a future and immortal state, but it is of equal truth and importance if applied to the happiness of men in society on this side of the grave. But the point is, you know, speaking of war and the god of war, you know, we've had the market security state for a long time, and the corporations have been around. We were supposed to have made a marked departure from that. And John Adams told us so in a dissertation on the canon and feudal law, the law of feuds. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hi. Is a global war coming? Of course. There's never been a century that didn't have a global war. The 20th century you know about, 19th century is the Napoleonic Wars, 18th century was the Seven Years' War. We can go back and back and back and back. But if you don't think there's a global war coming, then you're saying that the 21st century is going to be the first century in which there isn't a global war. And I will bet against you any amount you want. In fact, global war, all war is sitting with you right now. It's sitting in your pocket. I present to you the iPhone. You've seen this. It carries such superb tools on it as YouTube and Tinder and all the essentials. And you guys are so cool that you know that this represents the future and makes you completely different because, well, you're cool. Let's talk about it. The foundation of this phone is a microchip. The microchip was developed to guide U.S. intercontinental ballistic missiles against Soviet targets. It had to have a small computer in it. It had to be very light. It had to be very accurate. And the microchip was the solution. And all of the weapons that we used during the Cold War to threaten the annihilation of humanity was built on the microchip. And you now use it today because it's cool. But that's what it is. Take a look at the other thing. You have a camera in your phone, the digital camera. That was developed by the U.S. National Reconnaissance Office for spy satellites. Problem we had was that if you took regular pictures with film, how do you get them to Earth? So you had to have a way to take pictures of targets of various sorts that didn't require you to drop a Kodak film pack down to the Earth, because that's what they did at the beginning. And they had to develop some sort of way to take pictures that could get back to Earth fast, just the way you send selfies to your mother or something. And that was the digital camera. It was driven by something called the CCD, which I remember the name once, but I can't remember what it's about. And what it did was it took digital pictures that could be beamed back to Earth to target people.
So, here's a question. Camera. That's interesting, isn't it? Speaking of the market security state, been with us for a long time. Most people were marinating in it, as Noel Meering would say. It's the air we breathe. It's the water in which we swim. Most people are painfully unaware of it. So now ask yourself, why do we have highly advanced, you know, high-grade military equipment in our pockets? And in case you're not kind of picking up what I'm laying down, maybe we go back to Kurzweil's The Age of Spiritual Machines, published in 1999, When Computers Exceed Human Intelligence. Published in 1999, here's what he foreshadowed in 2029. Chapter 11, titled 2029, he writes, displays are now implanted in the eyes, implanted, with a choice of permanent implants or removable implants, similar to contact lenses, but they're implants. Do you do implants yourself? Images are projected directly onto the retina, providing the usual high-resolution, three-dimensional overlay on the physical world. You know, kind of like the Terminator, Hail Skynet. These implanted visual displays also act as cameras to capture visual images, and thus are both input and output devices. Cochlear implants, originally used just for the hearing impaired, are now ubiquitous. And as I mused last week, you know, when you look at people coming out of the COVID era, when everyone's doing these Zoom meetings with their little earbuds, what's the difference between an earbud and a cochlear implant? Almost nothing these days, aside from the auditory enhancement of the cochlear implant. So cochlear implants, originally used just for the hearing impaired, are now ubiquitous. These implants provide auditory communication in both directions between the human user and the worldwide computing network. And if that's not horrifying enough, this always is just, you know, gets me every time. Direct neural pathways have been perfected for high bandwidth connection to the human brain. Elon Musk and Ray Kurzweil, Musk at Neuralink and Kurzweil at Google, are working hard on these kinds of things. This allows bypassing certain neural regions, for example, visual pattern recognition, long-term memory, and augmenting or replacing, you know, like total recall, the functions of these regions with computing performed either in a neural implant or externally. A range of neural implants is becoming available to enhance visual and auditory perception and interpretation, memory, and reasoning. How convenient. Skipping over that last part, you know, augmenting or replacing. So with the idea that displays are implanted in the eyes and are Thus, both input and output devices and cochlear implants also, they already are. You know, the AirBuds are providing communication in both directions between the human user and the worldwide computing network. Isn't that happening right now? AirBuds are almost ubiquitous, at least in a certain, you know, a certain generational level. And who might want that information? Who's the god of war? Who wants total information awareness to maintain full spectrum dominance? Who wants that? Wouldn't the god of war want that? John Adams wrote a dissertation on the canon and feudal law. We have a different canon, a canon of a different sort, slightly different nature these days, a canon nonetheless. Scientism, I would say, generally speaking. A dissertation on the canon and feudal law. And, you know, you cannot challenge the canon. Anything that has science stuck on it, climate science, whatever, you know. The pseudosciences that have the word science crudely, you know, stapled onto them, you cannot challenge. The science is settled. Except, you know, that's not how science works, but you can't say that. A dissertation on the canon and feudal law. Feudal law. The law of feuds and conflicts. See also Blackstone's commentaries. I'll just leave it at that. So John Adams was telling us that, the way he put it, directly, there seems to be a direct and formal design on foot to enslave all America. This, however, must be done by degrees. First step intended seems to be an entire subversion of the whole system of our fathers by the introduction of the canon and feudal law into America. The canon and feudal systems, though greatly mutilated in England, are not yet destroyed. And people do not understand the marked departure of the common law system is that it is not feudalist. It is not rooted in conflicts. It's rooted in peace. In peace with your fellow man, being at peace with your fellow man. You know, the heart of the feudalist system is very Machiavellian in nature, and, you know, it's the Highlander way. There can be only one. And that's why everyone who subscribes to this, whether consciously or otherwise, ends up behaving in a very Machiavellian sort of fashion. We all become scorpions in the parable of the frog and the scorpion. All right, let's maintain a symbiotic relationship to get across the river. We're, you know, things are flooding everywhere right now. It's awfully cold despite global warming. But hey, let's get across the river together. You ride on my back and keep us both safe, and I'll make sure we make it across. That's what I do. You make sure we get there safely. That's what you do. And halfway across, the scorpion stings the frog. Why'd you do that? Now we're both going to die. I'm a scorpion. It's what I do. It's what I do. So the feudalist system turns everyone into scorpions. Machiavellian scorpions. Stinging each other. And I keep thinking of Matthew 24. You know, and the four, right? The insider's briefing. The four disciples asking Jesus about his return, and he says, in verse 12, because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold. If we all turn into Machiavellian scorpions, can you imagine how the love of many might grow cold? That's not lawlessness exactly. No, the King James says iniquity. It's disregard. It's a blatant disregard for rules, for laws, for social convention, for the usual standard. I mentioned books like Thick Face, Black Heart, for example. The Warrior Philosophy for Conquering Challenges. Maybe, but, you know, everything is not necessarily, you know, everything does not necessarily deserve a warfare sort of application. Challenges of business and life. You know, applying Sun Tzu and Machiavelli to, you know, everyday life. Maybe that's not a good idea. Maybe, you know, it's one of those examples, one of those instances where just because you can doesn't mean you should. John Adams went on, like the temples and palaces in which great contrivers of them once worshipped and inhabited, they exist in ruins, the canon and feudal systems, and much of the domineering spirit of them still remains, the designs and labors of a certain society to introduce the former of them into America have been well exposed to the public by a writer of great abilities. Could one in, I don't know, 10,000 Americans perhaps name that writer of great abilities? And further attempts to the same purpose that may be made by that society or by the ministry or parliament, I leave to the conjectures of the thoughtful, Adams wrote. But it seems very manifest from the Stamp Act itself that a design is formed to strip us in a great measure of the means of knowledge by loading the press, the colleges, and even an almanac and a newspaper with restraints and duties. Sounds communitarian in nature. And to introduce the inequalities and dependencies of the feudal system. Again, sounds patently communitarian to me. By taking from the poorer sort of people all their little subsistence and conferring it on a set of stamp officers, distributors, and their deputies. But I must proceed no further at present. The sequel, whenever I shall find health and leisure to pursue it, will be a disquisition of the policy of the Stamp Act. In the meantime, however, let me add, these are not the vapors of a melancholy mind, nor the effusions of envy, disappointed ambition, nor of a spirit of opposition to government, but the emanations of a heart that burns for its country's welfare. No one of any feeling born and educated in this once happy country can consider the numerous distresses, the gross indignities, the barbarous ignorance, the haughty usurpations that we have reason to fear are meditating for ourselves, our children, our neighbors, in short, for all our countrymen and all their posterity, without the utmost agonies of heart and many tears. I would agree. So the canon and feudal law. So closes John Adams' dissertation on the canon and feudal law. He told us in no uncertain terms. This seems to be happening. That was 1765. Have we expelled the spirit of the canon and feudal law from the shores of America? Hardly. Hardly. Indeed, the canon and feudal law live on and seem to reign supreme today. There are the efforts of those who would crusade against it, you know, in quixotic fashion, perhaps, some might say. But the general public is painfully unaware, I would say, generally speaking. It's simple. It's so simple. You know, the God of War has introduced this, reintroduced this system that was sought by folks like John Adams to be expelled from our shores here. The common law is supposed to be a system that is sort of antithetical to the law of feuds, generally speaking. You know, it's kind of sort of rooted and based in the golden rule, whatever that is. You know, Matthew 7:12. Do unto others as you have done unto you. And that means a whole lot more than, you know, well, I would want this thing, so I'm going to give it to you. No, that's not what it means. So here we are. You know, the market security state seems to reign supreme, and George Friedman is giddy. Is there a global war coming? It's always been with you. It's here. It's all around you. Yeah, it's You know, that's the system in which we live. Again, as Noel Mehring puts it so well, in, you know, speaking of the cultural Marxist bent, which feeds into the feudalist machinations, does it not? It's the air that we breathe. It's the water in which we swim. Bruce Ray told us, you know, he and I had conversations about this like 10 years ago. Yeah, that was about 10 years ago, I think. It was more than that, actually. 10 to 15 years ago, you know, from time to time we would do this. There's that video that he did, Bruce, for House campaign video, the short version, June 2, 2012. How ironic. 10 years ago, almost to the day, he told us exactly how this thing works and what happened and how to, you know, trace its roots. Did anybody listen? Well, 7,633 people saw it, I guess, in 10 years. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadrepreciousmetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time, the green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going for speed.
Welcome back. I want to give you a little excerpt of the Bruce Ray video. Before I do that, let's do the Bruce Ray thing first. Let's do a little bit of that. Bruce told us, in a nutshell, it's 11 minutes, 45 seconds long. He told us what we all should know. Here's just a brief excerpt. Go ahead, please.
Hi, I'm Bruce Ray Rick, and I was asked to do this video proving cannabis laws, income tax, gun control, and all those are unconstitutional. They derive from an unconstitutional jurisdiction. The American people were deceived out of their constitutional standing in law, and the constitutional standing in law was switched to a corporate standing in law, where they became owned corporate property, corporations owned by another corporation. Here's how they did it. In 1862, while the Civil War was going on, Congress took it upon themselves to redefine the meaning of a word, person, to mean a corporation. So in 1868, when the 14th Amendment made all persons, which is corporations, citizens of the United States, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, here's what they did. Let's look at the term United States. This term has several meanings. Black's Law Dictionary makes that clear. One meaning is Title 28, Subsection 3002, Part 15A. United States means a federal corporation. By making you a citizen of Washington, D.C., which is United States, Washington, D.C., Incorporated, doing business as the United States, February 21st, 1871. On the last page of the 14-page document, when Washington, D.C. became a corporation, they declared themselves to be the owner and head and successor of all said corporations and all the property of said corporations. You and everything you own. All your stuff. So can a corporation that owns another corporation command it what to do? Sure. You became chattel property. You became an owned corporate asset. You became a corporation owned by another corporation. Notice all crimes, Title 27 of the Federal Code of Federal Regulations, Title 27-72.1. All crimes, state or federal, no matter which one, are commercial crimes. Every one of them. Because a corporation is a person within the meaning of the 14th Amendment. You. You see, the 14th Amendment created or at least recognized on July 28, 1868, a citizen of the United States as distinct of that of the state. State citizen is the one the Constitution originally.
There's more, obviously, but in the interest of time, I mean, is that, I don't know, call to mind things like Ronald McDonald and Robert Rowan's They Own It All, Including You, by means of toxic currency, for example? I don't know about you, but it does for me, obviously. Everyone should know what Bruce articulated. And by the way, if you haven't seen the video, he chapter and versed it from the Congressional Record, et cetera, et cetera. And you can see that in the video, Bruce for House campaign video, short version, again, published June 2nd, 2012 on his The Dirty Uncle Sam YouTube channel. Everyone should know this stuff. And that was the switch. And, you know, speaking of sort of companion thoughts as we part at the end of today's broadcast, Jordan Peterson just did a video published 4 days ago titled Doctors and Psychotherapists, Butchers and Liars, which reminds me of a lot of the stuff that I've talked about today and perhaps the plague that Freud said he was bringing back in 1909 to Carl Jung, intimated to Jung, but also Sam Vaknin's The Body as a Torture Chamber, published back in 2010. And I guess we're done. I guess that's it. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.